Together, the first four chapters of this book focus on helping you to build a foundation in God's Word. Over the next 4 days, we'll consider the responsibilities that come with being rich, God's promise of prosperity, and the importance of things like generosity and tithing. The chapters that follow build on the theme that God is in control of your finances. You need to really embrace this, or you will lean on your own understanding, ultimately making decisions about your money that aren't wise. If you truly want to change the way you handle your money or view your finances, the Bible must be your lally column. In home construction, lally columns are steel posts that provide important structural support to the house. The columns are typically found in a basement to support large, heavy, overhead beams. So, too, does God's Word provide the structural support you need to achieve prosperity. Without that support, you might still achieve wealth, but you won't have the foundation you'll need in order to prosper with a purpose. Day 1. 21 Days to Financial Freedom. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke? To set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Isaiah 58:6. 21 days to go, breaking bonds. The main point? We need to be set free from the bondage spending holds on our lives. My pledge. For the next 21 days, I will be on a spending diet. I will not shop for anything except necessities. I will not use my credit card. I will limit or eliminate the use of my debit card. I will use cash for purchases I make during the fast. In this way, I will strive to break the chains that keep me from achieving financial freedom. I hated this fast. That's what Terry, a federal government worker, said after she finished her first financial fast. How's that for an opening line? What you probably expected was a glowing testimony of someone who has gotten out of debt or saved some amount of money for the first time in his or her life. I do have lots of those stories. In fact, one woman got rid of more than $100,000 in debt. You'll hear more about her story later, but for now, I don't want to sugarcoat this process. You need to know that this isn't going to be an easy journey. The 21-day financial fast is not a quick fix, microwavable promise of instant prosperity. You will have to work for your financial freedom. At times, you may want to quit. You may want to scream. You may even break the fast at some point during the 21 days. But no matter how many times you falter, make the commitment to get right back on track. Terry did. Here's more of her testimony. Trying to figure out what I could and could not spend on was a nuisance. Every day I had conversations with myself that went something like this. Me? I'm hungry. What can I eat for dinner? Other me, Chinese food sounds good. Call that place that does takeout. Me, oh shucks, I can't. I'm on that crazy financial fast. So what's in the house? Other me, but I'm too tired to cook. Me, well, you promised you would stick to this fast. All along I'm hearing Michelle's voice in my head asking, is this a want or a need? Other me, it's a need to eat, you think? Me, yeah, but you don't need to buy food if you already have food at home.